Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shine Her Light Podcast with your girl, Markeel Brooks. And as you know, we're tuning into another episode. Every Monday and Fridays is the new time where you will be expecting a new episode for Shine Her Light Podcasting. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook and join the empowerment group on Facebook, even on Instagram. I'm telling you, we are making a movement out here. And you know, just by listening to the podcast, baby, you're going to get improved. You're going to be self-evaluated. You know, you're going to be motivated and empowered. So let's tune into this new episode. Are you excited? Oh man, I'm super excited. All right, let's go. Peace out. Hello, and we are currently in season 3 of Shine Her Light Podcast. It's been a while. The last podcast that I uploaded was January the 3rd, and so it's been a few months, but sometimes you have to take that break and go back and reevaluate and reflect, you know, on everything, yourself included. So sometimes it's beneficial to do those things. But as you know, this season, I don't know how long God will allow me to hold this season. Like I said, sometimes the seasons will last for 3 months, 2 months. It just depends on where God leads me with the subjects of, you know, the season. And I believe that this season, we're going to be talking about manifesting. We're going to be talking about goals. We're going to be talking about boundaries, you know, those underlying things. So, so today is, going to be interesting, or you could be listening at this at nighttime, but it's going to be interesting. I want to talk about manifesting in a way where it uplifts you with this episode, and then next episode we're gonna get down and dirty into it. So let me tell you that it is not easy manifesting the things that God has promised you. It is so not easy. Like, I believe in this season, when I start talking about 2020 vision before the new year came in, was when everything hit me all at once. Like, I was already in the process of working on, you know, myself and getting healed and delivered from some stuff that I needed to be free and healed from. But when I start realizing who I was and recognizing that I hold this much power to manifest the things that God had already promised me, that's when, like, everything was like, the enemy was like, yo, I'm coming for you, because I don't like the fact that you're getting healed. I don't like the fact that you're free. And when I tell you that I started working on my freedom, I mean, I changed everything up about myself, not in a sense where it was like, oh, you acting different in a way to where it's a burden to anybody or myself, but I changed everything in me that was not the will of God. So every thing, like, I was dealing with unforgiveness, and I had to get healed from that. You know, I was mad at and was in question about why certain things happened to me, and I was holding unforgiveness. And have you ever been in a situation where you don't realize you're still angry at that person until something triggered that anger to come out? It can be anything, small, big, medium, whatever. It just triggered it, you know. Or you can be listening to a song and all of a sudden those emotions come back, and all of a sudden you realize, dang, I ain't really free from this person at all. Or dang, I'm not really healed at all. So, you know, a lot of that was going on with me. So I had to take a step back for Shine Her Light, because, you know, this is my first business and this is my company. And I didn't want to plant seeds with all of that inside of me without God freeing me completely. I wanted to be free completely before God would allow me to pursue something that was so pure and precious to me, and explore it to explore it to, you know, you all. And I didn't want to do that. So when I started talking about, 2020 vision, the season of manifestation, when I tell you that the enemy came after me, he came after me. And I ain't talking about like coming out of like material things and coming out of, you know, stuff that is unnecessary. I'm talking about things about myself. Like the enemy came after me. Everything that I didn't realize I struggled with was coming out a surface, and I was like, all right, okay, let me do some self-reflecting, because I don't need all of that to surface up. And then I caused my company to go down the drain, because like I don't take accountability, or I can't take time to self-reflect or have self-evaluation with myself. So yeah, it bore down to all of that. But I'm gonna tell you how great God is. God used my process of freedom to create this place that I'm currently in. Like I don't, the one where if someone was to ask me where am I at in life, I would simply tell them peace. I am so at peace. And I'm gonna tell you this, you cannot manifest whatever it is that God has given you the will to desire. You know, you cannot manifest it. I mean, you cannot manifest something good if you're still struggling with issues with yourself. I had to become at peace. Peace with this didn't work out. Peace with that person wasn't meant to be in my life. Peace with I made a mistake. Peace with I went through that. Peace with all of that stuff so that I can grow. You cannot grow and manifest whatever it is that is good. Oh, you can manifest bad stuff too, boo. Don't get it twisted. You will manifest bad stuff if you're not careful. But if you're trying to manifest something good, something pure, something that is in the will of God, you have to take time to self-evaluate and self-reflect on yourself. Because when I started talking about manifesting 2020 vision, and yet God was showing me this, like the enemy came for me. He came for me like... I was like, what's going on? Like, Satan, like, God, like, really? Like, you gonna come for me? And it wasn't anybody done. It was like, I was having those moments where I had to look myself in the mirror and be like, okay, God, I see where you want me to work at. I see the things that you want me to change, you know? I see where I have fallen short of your will. I see, God, where I allow a relationship to take me to this place. Or I've seen where I allow, you know, these emotions to take me here. So I had to suck it up, look myself in the mirror, and just deal with myself. And I don't think a lot of times we want, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that, my company. But all of those things can happen in a good way if you take the necessary steps to make it happen. You have to take the necessary steps to make it happen. And I don't think we realize how important it is to take necessary steps in order to manifest whatever it is that God has given us desire to do. Now back to what I was saying earlier. You can manifest bad things. You know, because when you got hatred and unforgiveness and all of this stuff on the inside of you, it has to come out. And if you're not careful and you're not trying to free yourself from it, you're not trying to heal from it, you're not trying to self-reflect and have self-evaluations and be accountable, then when you're trying to produce something that is intended for to be good, all of that's in you will pour into what's supposed to be good. And you don't want to produce bad fruit. Who want to produce bad fruit? All that laboring, all that sacrificing, all that crying, all the fighting you had to do, and yet you're producing bad fruit because you've refused to get yourself together. So like when I talk about forgiving, I wanna mention this. You need to move on. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to forget, but I'm saying like for your sake, forgive and move on. And even if you are a person that was in the wrong, because let's be honest, we've all been there before. So no one is perfect. But even if you're the person in the wrong, take accountability and move on. I had to learn that if God is going to give me the desires of my heart, then I have to be in an alignment to get it, which means I cannot be just doing any and everything and then yet speaking things into existence. Oh, like for instance, I spoke this podcast into existence way before I even started it. But in the midst of me speaking into existence, I was dealing with depression. I was depressed and a whole bunch of other stuff was going on with me, child. But, you know, I was talking about, I want to do the podcast and I see myself doing the podcast. It's like as soon as God didn't even reveal to me how to go about doing a podcast. It's like as soon as I cut soul ties off with people that I shouldn't have soul ties with, as soon as I let go, as soon as I begin to work on myself, as soon as I start taking accountability for my own actions, as soon as I start doing those things, God started revealing to me ways how to do this and that. And everything that I had spoken in the midst of me being depressed start coming to pass because I had took time out to work on myself. So I want to tell you that you need to work on yourself. You have to work on yourself. It is important that you work on yourself, not just monthly, not just weekly, not just tomorrow and then skip another day. Every single day you should have a moment where you self-evaluate and self-reflect. Every day you should be able to have that time to check yourself, like, all right, okay, cool, I didn't handle this right, all right, cool, I need to do this better, I need to go about this differently, because it will make your process of manifesting much more lighter when you don't have baggages on you that is hindering what is trying to come to existence. You can speak it, but you gotta walk in it. Speak it. Yeah, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, but you got to literally walk in it. And I'm not just talking about walking in what you speak, but walking in alignment with God, because it is because of God that you're able to speak those things to existence. Nothing will manifest without God. So if you are trying to manifest those things in your life, for your business, for your family, for you, whatever it is you are, you have the desire to, start walking in it. Start actually walking in what you are manifesting. I cannot manifest that I'm going to be, my company is going to be a multi-million company, and I ain't doing anything that is reflecting what I'm speaking. That's crazy. If I believe that God promised me what he promised me, I have to align myself up with God, and I also have to align myself up with what I'm speaking into existence. So I can't not just be, you know, doing what I want to do and expect to plant good seeds. So manifest. Take those necessary actions and what you want. You say you want to manifest this amount of money, which can happen. Start saving. Start you a separate savings account and put back money towards that. Set a plan up. You're saying by the end of this year, I'm going to have $5,000, or I'm going to have $10,000 in my bank account, or however you see fit. Okay, well, what are the necessary actions that you're going to take to manifest that? I think people think that stuff just going to come out the sky. It will manifest. It will happen if you put the work in. You have to put the work in. You have to put the labor in. Like, for instance, my crazy self is so just, I'm an eagle. I soar. I am nowhere close to mediocrity. None of my relationship is mediocre. So if you connect with me, you might as well get ready to soar. And if you're not trying to soar, trust me, God will cut you off. I'm the type of person that if you're going to be connected to me, it needs to be for a purpose. Yeah, you may turn out to be my friend or whatever, but it needs to have a purpose behind it. Which means I'm that type of person that if you're connected with me, if I'm out here soaring, you need to soar. Ain't no one person soaring by themselves. You need to soar. If I'm out here getting going after the things that God wants for me to have, you need to do the same. So like if there is, like, for instance, my crazy self, woo, talking about some, I'm going to have my PhD, either in psychology education or clinical psychology, either or is fine with me, but I'm going to have my PhD. I'm professing that. And guess what? I'm walking in it. All this studying and homework, and sometimes I'm late on my homework. Child, I want it all. I'm the type of person, I want everything that belongs to me. I fought too much. I went through too much. I sacrificed too much not to speak it, not to walk in it, not to desire it, not to manifest it. I want it all. And even the company that I keep, no one that is connected to me is just in my life for no reason. Everyone that I'm connected to has a divine purpose. Whether it's friendship, whether it's business, whether it's ministry, whether it's mentoring, whatever it is, they're in my life for a reason. And so like, you manifesting has everything to do even with the company you keep. I can't manifest these big, huge things if I'm connected to people that don't add value in my life. Like, for instance, child, you in this relationship and you do more of the pouring rather than they pouring back into you. Cut it off. They're not adding value to you. You're trying to manifest things. You're trying to go after your goals. You're trying to go after your desires. You're trying to become something. You're trying to be who God wants you to be. And you can't do those things just being connected to someone just because, oh, I care. Or they do the sympathy card with you. No. Sometimes you have to love people from afar. I love you, but I can't be close to you, because the longer I be close to you, the longer you drain me. And the more you drain me, the less time that I have for myself, because you're not pouring back into me what I pour back into you. And therefore, I'm the only one adding value. You're not adding value to me. I'm only adding value to you. And that's not the way a relationship should go. So, like, cut them all. Like, and if they don't understand that, they're not meant to be in your life anyways. You have to set those boundaries, especially for the things that you want in life. If you want it, you can have it. I believe that I can have everything I want. Everything I want, I already possess it. It's already in my possession. All I have to do is put forth the work for it to make it existence in the natural realm, because it's already happening for me in the spiritual realm. I just got to go forth and do whatever that God is calling me to do, to put forth whatever work that I'm supposed to do to get that thing. So, like, you have to put forth that work. It's important. Put forth the work. Put forth the work. It will benefit. Like, put forth the work. You can't be lazy and procrastinate and then talk about some you trying to manifest. Child, please. For instance, I had someone get mad at me. Or no, I had someone tell me, well, they kind of got attitude-ish with me. And if you know me, I'm very mellow. I'm very sweet until you push my buttons. And then when you push my buttons, I make hell stand still. I really would. When you push my buttons, because I'm a sweet person, I'm genuine, I'm loyal, I'm an open book. So anything you ask me, I tell you, hey, this is what I went through, this is what I did, and this is how I overcame. That's the type of person I am. However, when you push my buttons, I will make hell freeze. And I think that's something that the enemy knows about me, that, oh, shoot, she'll cast a demon out. And so I had this one person, and he's a guy. And he told me, he said, he asked me, he was like, what you got going on? And we was catching up or whatever. And I was like, I got this and the third going on. You know, this is the stuff that I have going on, because there's some things that I want in life, and I don't want to just continue. I don't want to just have a mediocre life. That's not what God is keeping me alive for, because, you know, if God kept me alive during the time where I should have been dead, then surely there's a bigger purpose for me, because trust me, I should have been dead. So he was like, you doing too much. That's too much. You need to go sit down somewhere. I was like, excuse me? Excuse me? Sit down where? I rest. I get my rest. Plenty of rest. But sit down where? I am 27 years old with no kids. And I'm single. And I got my head on straight. So explain sit down somewhere. Is what I'm doing bad to communities? Is what I'm doing horrible or anything? I'm super positive. So is there anything that I'm doing that is contradicting my walk with God? Which means, is there anything that I'm doing that is not in the will of God? Can you tell me that? Nah, I'm just saying you're doing too much. No. You're not God. And if God has given me the will to do it, then I'm going to do it. Because trust me, I do nothing without God's will. I'm always in prayer. I'm always prayed up. I ain't perfect. I'm always in prayer. So even when you don't think I'm praying, I'm praying. And so he was like, well, I said, no, I am manifesting the things that I want. I don't want mediocre. I don't want a mediocre relationships. That includes friendship, husband, any businesses, ministry. I don't want none of that. Every relationship that I have is none whatsoever mediocre. And so, you know, I knew from there that we can't be connected whatsoever. You cannot connect with me, not even date me, because where your mentality is at, my mentality is way above that. You are okay with a 9-to-5. I'm not. And there's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. Nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. You can still work a 9-to-5 and still possess your business. But I want to have that option. I want to have an option to where I'm like, I choose to work a 9-to-5, not I have to because bills have to get paid, or not I have to because I got to take care of this and there financially. I am going to be at a place where it's I choose to work a 9-to-5 and operate my business. It's not a necessary thing for me to do. It will be a choice for me. And with him, he was okay having to need a 9-to-5. I'm not okay with needing just one simple hustle. I'm not okay with just one hustle. So there's never a time where I'm just sitting down. If I'm sitting down, it's because, yes, I'm getting rest. But trust me, when I get that rest, I'm back up and at it again. When I got sick for the second time with diabetes, it knocked me down. It really did. I had to cut my event off of Shine Her Light. But I got my rest. Got myself back together, and I'm up back it again. Which my point I'm trying to make, don't let nobody belittle the things that you're doing. People are jealous. People will be angry at you for no reason. And people will be jealous and angry at you because you're doing what they can't do. And I'm not even going to say can't. You're doing what they want to do, but scared to do. So don't let no one belittle you. I never, ever... When I made a promise to myself when I got completely free that I would never, ever depend on people to determine whatever my outcome is, that I am free and delivered from people. When someone is belittling you and you still connected to them, that's a red flag right there. Leave, baby, run. Don't even skip. Don't hop. Run, sprint, put on your best running shoes and run, because they don't have your best intentions at all. They see what you're doing. They might congratulate you. They may be saying they're happy for you, but deep down on the inside, it's like, you know, a whole totally different feeling. So I just want you to realize that manifesting is not easy. It's tiring. It's sacrificing. It is sometimes hurtful, because as you're manifesting and you're going after the things that God is allowing you to soar after, you start to see who is really for you and who ain't for you. You start to see the path that you have to take sometimes by yourself, which is not always easy, because you be wanting to pull certain people with you, but you can't. You just can't pull certain people with you, you know? So I just want you to realize that manifesting sounds good. Manifesting, you know, looks good because you'll see a person outcome, but behind the scenes, manifesting is hard and it's a lot of work. But when you have God on your side and you have the willpower to do it and you're not lazy, you can get it done and you'll manifest whatever it is that you want to manifest. You have to walk in an alignment with whatever you're speaking, and not just in whatever you're speaking, but in alignment with God. Cause look, some people may say, like, for instance, I'm going to use me for a second. I'm celibate. And I'm just talking about it because I'm an open book. I have nothing to hide. What I tell you is what I tell you, and it's the truth. I'm celibate, but, you know, it took me a long time to understand the purpose of celibacy. I always thought that celibacy was, oh, I'm just waiting for a husband. And it was like when God knocked me across my head and was like, why are you just holding out on sex for a man? That's why you keep reverting back to it. After I told you to be celibate and told you to wait, because I was celibate for the purpose of, oh, I'm waiting on a husband. But then I always found myself slipping up. God was like, no, that's not should be your only reason why you are celibate. Be celibate for you. Be celibate for you, not for no man. Look, be celibate for you, because if you be real with yourself, who don't like sex? If you're going to manifest and speak to existence your husband, you're going to have to find your own happiness. And you cannot base your celibacy on a man. You need to base that celibacy, that journey that you're choosing to take, on yourself. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I feel the need to share it since we're talking about manifesting. Because like I said, that I'm manifesting the things that God promised me. And so if I'm going to manifest the man that God has for me, I have to walk in alignment for it. And I'm not saying that, oh, me being celibate is what's going to keep our relationship intact and he's going to be perfect. No, that's not the issue. Celibacy doesn't always determine whether you and that person will stay married forever or whether it's going to be perfect. My choosing is that I'm celibate for me. Now, it took me a long time to understand that celibacy was just not about getting married. Celibacy is strictly about me, yourself, your inner you. You getting yourself together, restraining from something you love to get you together. Because let's be real, women, like, when you give yourself to a man, you're in partaking in whatever he's dealing with. All those demons is being injected inside of you. You're taking heed to that. I don't think we understand how deep sex is from a spiritual point. So I had to cut off soul ties. When you're just out here sleeping around, or maybe you're not, you're having sex or whatever you're doing, I don't know. But I'm just saying, those are soul ties, and you get connected with soul ties, and soul ties are hard to cut off because it will make you think that you are in love with that man when really you're in love with the sex. I'm being honest. Soul ties will make you think that you are in love when in reality you're only in love with the sex. And I had to learn that there's no way I'm gonna manifest the man that God wants for me or walk in alignment with it and what God has given me the desire to have if I don't take time out to create my own happiness. And for me, that's not for everybody, but for me, part of my own happiness is being celibate. Me holding out on sex, me taking that time to take time to have self-evaluation and self-reflection that, okay, celibacy is me restraining myself from being in soul ties with men that ain't even my husband. So if I'm going to manifest a husband, I need to walk in it. I need to be in alignment with it. And so I said that to say this. Whatever you're manifesting, walk in it. It is not the easiest walk. I'm telling you, especially when you're used to walking a certain way or living a certain way. It's not. It's never easy. But when you see that it's worth it and the outcome of it comes and you and it starts to come to existence, the things that God has for you and the things you've been manifesting, God will see that you're faithful. Like, yo, she really want it. So I'm going to give it to her. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth the fight. It'll be worth every single bit of waiting and suffering for it because it's not easy. You know, I had somebody ask me the other day, was like, how is it that you're so, you know, you're positive and you, I had a young female ask me the other day about celibacy. And I told her, I was like, it's so not easy. Although I'm a pastor, I'm a woman of God, I still want to have sex. But because in my mind, I know what I desire and what God has for me. And I know my worth and I'm free from a whole bunch of other stuff. It's like sex is like, are you really about to risk what you promise yourself for a little fling that ain't gonna last? And she asked me, she's like, have you had any mistakes? And I was like, absolutely. Not to where I'm like in dabbing to sex with anybody, having sex with anybody, but absolutely I've had guys come on to me. Absolutely I've been tested. Absolutely I've been in the midst of temptation and had to pray my way out of it, or had to walk out of it and had to hold myself together because it was so close to me going back into that route. Absolutely been there, done that constantly. Yes, the Satan always tempting, but I've come to the conclusion that it must be something really, really, I must be really, really manifesting. The enemy keep tempting me. But for real though, like, it ain't easy. It's not. I get the whole thing, like, you know, and I had to tell what I learned. I told another woman, I told her, I was like, I asked her, I said, why are you celibate? She was like, well, I'm just waiting on my husband. And next time I was like, no. I was like, do you think that you being celibate is going to keep a man? No. That man has to want to be kept. Let's remove the man out the equation. Tell me again why you're celibate. And she couldn't tell me. I was like, so you mean to tell me you're only celibate for a man? Make that make sense to me. I told her, I said, baby, you need to be celibate for you. You being celibate, if God has placed it on your heart for you to be celibate, obviously because God know that sex is an issue for you, lust is an issue for you, and he wants you to restrain from it so you can work on your inner you and break off soul ties. So, yeah, I want you to know that manifesting ain't easy. When you're trying to manifest what God has for you, it is so not easy, and the enemy will come and tempt you. Temptation be so hard. It does. Because I ain't perfect. I'm being honest with you. At some point, it should get to a place where you're no longer repenting for the same stuff over and over again. Just saying. But when you are at the beginning of it, of that process, and you're learning the enemy tactics and plots and plans when it comes to tempting you in those areas, or you know you start to get on game, like, okay, that don't bother me no more, that don't faze me no more. So yeah, like, manifesting is definitely hard, but when you have the willpower to do it, you can do it. You can definitely do it. So I just wanted to conduct the first episode is very personal, to kind of get you know, kind of get you know, you in the mood of these conversations with me talking about me and kind of giving you like a journey of how I'm going with this season. This season is going to be very personal in a sense where I'm going to be talking about me, but I'm also going to share you what I learned. So I'm at a place now where it doesn't bother me any type of way to tell you the things that I've learned, and maybe I'll help you. I'm ready to share stories with you. So because I feel like transparency is what draws people, and I don't want to be a person that is so spiritually filled to where I'm no earthly good. Oh, don't get it twisted. I'm all about God all day, every day. But at the same time, I'm also human, and I also been through things that you may not see me talk about or you every day or at all. You may not see me post about on social media, but trust me, you know, it's good to be transparent in a way where it's uplifting and it's positive. Not to where it's telling you, oh, I did it so you can do it too. No, that's not where I'm coming from. It's I've been there, I've done that. And don't you do it. Or I've been there and done that, and this is what I've learned. Or I've been there, done that, and I'm currently learning, and we're going to learn together. Point blank. Point blank, period. So I just want you guys to keep sunshining. I know that we're currently in quarantine or social distancing or physical distancing. I can't talk. Jesus. But you know, take this time out that you have to yourself and you're isolated with what's going on around you, and just work on you. Self-evaluate, self-reflect, get you together. That's the most important part ever. Take this time that you have to get you together and just start manifesting things. Write those things out. Because, baby, I wrote a list of... I've never done a list in my life, but I wrote a list of the type of man that I want. And the list then consists of, he got to have this, he got to have that, he got to have this, he got to have that. The list was like, I made a list of the type of man that I'm looking for, because trust me, I've been through a few relationships. I ain't going to lie. I've had a few relationships, even back to back, and that's not healthy neither. But I've been back to back in relationships, and honey, don't do that. And if you are doing it, I'm praying for you that you get free so you don't have to keep doing it. But yeah, so I far as relationships, take a break, pause. Why is I'm jumping from out of one relationship to another? I had to ask myself that. If I'm manifesting a husband, then why is I'm jumping from one relationship to another? What's wrong with me? So while I'm self-reflecting, God is like, you know, make a list of the man that you want or you desire. Matter of fact, make a list of the man that you need. Not want, not something that you just want to make you feel good, but everything of that man that you need. Make it detailed, write it down, make it detailed, explain everything, go straight into details. Everything you need of that man, write it down. And ever since I've done that, I have not desired to be in another relationship. So I want to put this out there to you that write your vision down. Make it plain. And not just for a husband, but for your goals, for your career, for, you know, what it is that you're putting out there to God. And, you know, and you're saying that you want him to bless you with, and the things that you're working towards. So yeah, you got this. But keep sunshining. In spite of everything we're going through, take this time out to work on you. And guess what? I love you, and I'm excited about this new season. And girl, peace out. Hello, sunshines. Remember to create sunshine in the darkness so that others can see.